Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, November 17, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The US dollar is kicking off the week on a positive note across the board. Markets are gearing up for a series of economic data releases and potential signals from Federal Reserve officials. According to Bloomberg's World Interest Rate Probability, the odds of an interest rate cut at the Fed's December 10th meeting currently stand at just 41%. This cautious outlook reflects uncertainty about the economic landscape and a measured approach to monetary policy. Fed officials may find themselves lacking enough clarity to justify reducing borrowing costs, especially as they begin to map out their strategy for 2026. Tomorrow, we'll get a clearer picture of the labor market with the release of ADP's weekly employment preliminary estimate, which could provide some much-needed insight into the state of private sector hiring. Equity markets are on edge this morning, as recent downward trends have raised questions about the sustainability of gains in big tech stocks. All eyes will be on Nvidia's earnings report, set to drop this Wednesday. On the retail front, Walmart and Target will also be reporting their earnings this week, giving us a glimpse into consumer behavior as we head into the holiday season. In terms of official data, statistical agencies are expected to release some reports, possibly including September jobs data. And don't forget, the Federal Reserve will release the minutes from its October meeting on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be watching closely for any notable comments or insights into the Fed's thinking. Here's a quick rundown of the key events to keep on your radar this week. Tuesday, ADP preliminary employment data will be released. Wednesday at 2 p.m., the Federal Reserve will publish the minutes from its October meeting. Let's shift gears to the global currency markets. The euro, which had been climbing steadily since the start of November, has hit a bit of a pause. Lower chances of a Fed rate cut have kept the US dollar strong, but this resilience will be tested as we get key indicators out of the eurozone this week. On Wednesday, we'll see the consumer price index for October, followed by construction data on Thursday, and the purchasing managers index on Friday. Recent data surprises have given the euro some support, so it'll be interesting to see if this trend continues. Turning to the Mexican peso, the currency has seen a bit of a rebound, improving by 1.8% over the last 8 days. This comes after it hit its weakest point since the end of August. Doubts about the U.S. economic outlook have driven investors to explore alternative investments, including Latin American currencies, as well as moving away from high-tech stocks and even crypto. This week, we'll be keeping an eye on Mexico's third-quarter gross domestic product growth figures to see if the peso can maintain its momentum. That concludes our market update for today. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast for your daily FX briefing. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.